the sphere, how fear came into existence, and how to remove it. Posted by Sevan on January 26, 2011, at 9:12 a.m., a world in a bubble. We have had an overwhelming mixed response to the latest post, how to overcome aliens and the physical prison, which is a good thing. Some are still going over the information for its authenticity, while others have accepted the information partially in regards to what resonates with them. Yet more people outside of our site, I might add, have withdrawn into complete denial and have already began to make accusations such as I'm the Illuminati, Luciferian, and Satanistic. No offense taken, that seems to come with the territory. I want to congratulate every member here. We have lost no members to this point, and people are showing here they can handle anything. I suppose that is because how we started, so we have done well. However, I wanted to let everyone know the major advancements that have been made since I personally decided to accept what may be the worst case scenario and began preparation for that. Then of course, if these activities are thwarted by higher forces, then I have only made myself stronger, so there can be no loss. If one just sits around and does nothing while expecting someone of something else to handle it, then they have not understood the sphere of fear and the lesson it has to teach. It was rough at first, not just to ingest the information, but to also be the one to bring the information to the esoteric community at large. For about 3 nights after I totally put things together, I had very strange sleep, not so much as nightmares, but my body was extremely anxious. It was still calculating the ramifications of what had been discovered. It was adjusting all the information learned to date, and things were fitting into place like a pre-packed Lego set. It was ciphering new words for deeper meanings. The days following were accompanied with major breakthroughs in knowledge and applications in regards to what to do. Also, there came many reasons from on high in regards to why it is necessary for people to get in gear. Time draws nigh. I will itemize that now to show you how the mind works and how it accepts the prison that has been created for it through what is called institutionalization. This of course leads to how to break out of the physical prison. Let us first imagine very complex information as a very heavy weight. Lifting such weights gives strength to the mind slash body slash, and so as long as one does not collapse under the weight. This is also why many are here to spot you, or hold part of the weight, until you can do it yourself. Then it becomes light and you can then spot others. It is a fact that many are looking for simple answers to the situation. Nothing can be more misdirective. There are at least two major reasons why, once we finally recovered a great deal of the information, it would not be really possible for it to be all positive. Unless, of course, you have become a master at changing your perspectives at will. This will be an important tool on the path. The first reason, the answer to our situation would not be simple, as we are not simple beings. We are very complex, and our entire living structure shows so much thought and ingenious has been put into it, you would have to seriously begin to access the records, instructions, and knowledge available on Earth to begin to comprehend it. This is why we have the internet. This woman Earth is not simple, so do not perceive her to be as such. For sure there is a frequency broadcasting around the world keeping people in denial. If they hear anything that steers too far from their normal false teachings, they immediately freeze up and go into standby mode. This is in great part due to their mind slash body slash soul not even having the energy to process the information, so don't get frustrated. Everything is using their energy except them. The kids, job, husband slash wife, etc. When people hear very complex things these days, because they loathe being taught, they definitely do not want to get back to school. They were rushing to get out of there in the first place. In addition, it takes more of an alkaline body, which is natural in many, for things to make sense, as the thoughts must fire to different regions of the mind, connect with other things the person has stored, and then come to a conclusion. Again, most don't have the energy for this. Lastly, we should naturally know, just like an investigator, if you are following a trail of blood, it will eventually lead you to a mutilated body, not a paradise. So it is the same thing here. We have been on the trail of who is causing all the wars, who is trapping us in this limited potential, even though we 100% know we have this ability to activate, who is hurting the children with uranium, who is screwing with our lives. So now we have reached the answer. This is what they did not want you to know. Many times when going through occult works, I would stumble across information that was very deep, but still I would always say this is still not enough to have such an elaborate system of hiding things. Meaning the information was just not that valuable to basically suppress the whole earth from discovering it. Accepting this has made me even stronger. We have gone at least one step beyond what the controllers expected. This information has been naturally protected, because few want to risk revealing it. They are concerned about facing rejection from their elders, peers, and pupils alike more than any alien threat. It is a good thing that I'm not here to just satisfy people. I'm here for the truth personally, so I can know how to carry on my existence, and I have promised if I found that truth I would let as many people know as I could. In addition, as I spoke of above, there appears to be a frequency broadcasting that tells a person that is not true. This goes for anything near the truth. It started hitting me the other day when I was driving down the road. They must have turned the device right on me, as they know I'm immune to bliss. Smile, I started thinking, or they had me thinking I should say, is this really real? Right then a commercial came on the radio, and this is what it said. Are you young, talented and outgoing? Do you work great with people and have a unique way of communicating? We are looking for smart, ambitious people with amazing charisma to join our, drumroll, sportsbook company. So there you have it. They are asking for the best of the best and our most talented to basically call people around the world to ask them if they want to gamble. That settles it once more. Something very off is going on here. These people think something good is happening, but things are getting worse, as now the human race capitalizes on itself, degrading itself and its citizens, children, etc. We have found out the reason. It is because people are getting more and more toxic, and they are going to crash this sphere into a lower one if they don't clean themselves up. This makes the people the final cause to the situation not getting fixed, not the cause to how the situation got started. That is very important to distinguish. The collective frequency of the people is making this sphere denser and denser. I will explain. This is just like early in the morning. You are in the bed but you have to get up. The normal feeling which occurs is the body wants to get a little more sleep. First, you should already know, if we did not have bodies we would not need to sleep. It is the flesh body that needs to rest, which is why you need less sleep the more the body gets tuned and in shape. Think gem/gem, you crystal. While you are asleep you are in the world closest to your natural habitat, so of course the mind/body/soul does not want to wake up. The mind is immersed in a much more entrained world, although many do not remember. The body is being pushed all the time in this physical life, so it remains tired in most cases, and is being deprived of sleep. The soul itself is also tired of the fake waking reality, and is starving for pure energy that it can actually grow from rather than be poisoned by. All this spells stay asleep. This is what's happening on a deeper level. Despite one has to physically wake up to go to work, school, etc., they remain asleep on a deeper level. The body may be awake, but the mind and soul is still in standby mode. This gets to the meat of what must be discussed now. We are inside a sphere, with a toxic atmosphere, at most fear, because it is saturated with dense beings not willing to raise up. The lower vibration of fear has permeated just about everything. Why? Now a simple answer. Smile, what is outside the bubble? I remember a movie about a boy in a bubble. He was so sensitive to everything that if he happened to ever come out of the bubble he would die, so he was told. This is exactly what is happening now. People are so sensitive, so used to having it all explained for them, and then shown to them. So used to the comfortably that has been brought about through domestication, they fear the unknown outside the bubble. They have lost the adventurous personality they used to have as a child, and they have accepted this whole experience as their last one. In this state they keep coming back, because they have not pushed beyond the norm to discover anything really beyond this dimension. Society has attempted to break us from our ideas of discovering what is new, and in many cases they have succeeded. However, as souls, this is simply not how we are. When you come into this world as a child, you are an explorer. I have seen it, and I have been it. You have such a desire to go on treasure hunts, find secret caves, discover strange things, fight off evil. All of childhood is filled with this until society moves in, and begins to break the new being. This was devised more heavily in Germany, during and after the World War. A way to get control over the minds of the people by starting with their children. One or two generations would pass, and then the most diabolical things could happen, because there would be virtually nobody to stop it, as the brainwashed children become adults then. By the time the person is in their 20s, they have fear of breaking the law, fear of being poor, fear of not being accepted, etc. But as a child, none of that stuff mattered whatsoever, so you were light, carefree, and fearless. This leads us to the solution to fear. To remember the times when you did not have it. To contact the inner child, which is more daring than the reigned in adult. To once again embark on missions to discover new expanses, to allow consciousness to flow into. The world is in desperate need for these type of people, as we have some challenges that must be overcome. We are running out of physical room in this bubble, and that is subconsciously leading any person with common sense with the notion that such things will eventually lead to a big problem. If not for their own selves, then for their children or grandchildren. It then makes one ask, what did the world do the last time it got in this situation, and the answers don't look very promising. As when things got crowded last time, the solution became depopulation. I still believe groups of people, such as those they have found the remains of everything they have, but not the people themselves, have already discovered how to do what we are on the brink of discovering right at this very moment. This is how to travel using the soul to other planes free of fear. In discovering those planes, the fear on earth will lessen, and the negative beings in service to the controllers will have no place, as they cannot remain in this new frequency. This will manifest as people simply not being concerned about the negative beings anymore, because they will be powerless. The people will have the power, and because of the recent lesson, they will know how to use it. Anyone misusing power will have the majority to deal with, so they will not go unchecked. Let us also keep in mind the use of power is more of a big lesson that has to be learned. A great deal of misuse has occurred due to improper training. Once the training is corrected, power will be used in conservation to only what it is need for. Imagine how much energy has been wasted on this dimension, and what it would be like if it went into building things up, rather than blowing things up and tearing things down. Nobody will even pay attention to the lower forms, save to guide them also, because they are not in control, and never have been. The controllers will flee, as they always have. Let it be clear, their armies of dumbed-down mind-controlled god-worshipping drones are the controllers' only power. When that is removed, they have no life force, as a vampire is dependent upon the host, and when there is no host they dissipate. Always remember that. Right now, however, the negative beings are terrorizing our world, and it must not be allowed to continue. The more that respond with courage and strength to the situation that has been laid out for the last 3 days, the more the tides turn in humanity's favor. Why? The physical environment will change as confusion is put to pasture and clarity moves, and people will follow those that are brave and gain courage themselves, vanquishing the fear frequency. The mental environment will change as people will gain more expansive imaginations, first overcoming the fear, and then unlocking their inventive imagination to repair amnesia and remember what they came to do and contribute. The whole spiritual paradigm will change as we gain control over this reality and allow ourselves to be once more united in the essence that we all came from Earth at some segment, so thus we are all family. Then we will enter the universal community. This is not an assumption. This will happen just as sure as you sitting in front of this computer reading this. I know how these lower life forms operate now. I know how they are trying to keep us as a people in confusion. I know a small few compared to the majority have allowed greed to keep this going, but it's coming to a close. If I don't do it completely while living in this world, I will finish it when I come out of this body permanently, and there will be many with me because I have already connected to those people, and they are right here with me now, the resistance, and we continue to grow daily on the material and the astral. We want Earth fixed, so we have made the decision to do it ourselves. No more waiting. In times past, the courage of man and woman has been called upon. Often this has been for the wrong reason. You can only imagine when a small village knew the Roman legion was on the way, and how they may have felt, especially the soldiers. However, in many of those small villages, those Romans got more than they bargained for, and had to flee. It was because of the spirit of the people. Sword cannot cut through it, so they had to build a more decisive trap for those kind of people. One that uses a person's own energy to wear them down. This is fear. We have now discovered that device, the pentagram, how it works, and how to overcome it. Keep in mind, the pen is more powerful than the sword, and it uses our energy against us. How it does this is through our laziness and suggestive programming. This body and this design basically allows us to interface and be interfaced with. This has so far worked as a disadvantage, as the consciousness of the masses is dull and affects everyone on this planet. Right now the planet is afraid because it has been misinformed and lied to, and it knows it. I mean, take a look at the Constitution. Is there one truth there? However, when you start throwing charged up people reeking with the truth coming out of them like argon and with the batch, things start to change really fast, like the 100th monkey. Here is what you should know. The sphere is shaped like a dodecahedron. It is around the body and around the earth. This is why the dodecahedron can make all other Pythagorean shapes, because it can be affected and can affect all shapes. Use this to your advantage, and remember, you are not the body, it is a vehicle, but you have to take care of what you ride in. Now that I know the problem, I know the real solution. One cannot come before the other, the two never appear without the other somewhere close. I also wanted to put some things here below that I wrote on other forums about this situation, so everyone can see clear in real time where consciousness is, and where it needs to be, and how to respond to those that have been diluted somewhat with authority. When you show strength, it creates that within the person. If you show that you are unsure and waver than you are sending mixed signals. Stay focused, lasers, not elephant guns. Response to one person in denial on another site. There can be no more disillusionment than stagnation. How soon we forget that virtually nothing has really gotten better since all these people started to imagine things were getting better, but they have seen no noticeable change, because they have really done nothing about the problem themselves physically. Ignoring it, and pretending it's not there just like you are now does not cut it, and is not a good example of a powerful being sent with a purpose. If you want knowledge, come and get it. If you are scarred and feel fear when the obvious approaches, then you have a lot to grow. These so-called light workers are supposed to be doing something about the problem. What do you think all that energy would actually be for? But it's obvious also many are not equipped. They simply imagine Kundalini, but don't have it. They have blue beam and a pretty good imagination. Many would be able candidates for the real rainbow light body Kundalini activation, but alas, nothing is really going on to them, so there is no reason to activate. But if you didn't notice, there are thousands of birds and fish dead for no reason, and people start to see how powerless they really are when they try to actually do something about it, besides once again imaging something else is going to fix it. Wake up totally, or get put in an ever deeper sleep seems to be what going on here. Response to another in denial, and brainwashed by Ashtar. Her response to the post. Wow, I had an aha thought when I got to the part about Tibet. Was the Dalai Lama sent out of Tibet because he really was a Satanist? And that brings another question about how aligned with the Lucifer Rebellion and Satan are you? I came to Earth as part of the ground crew to rescue humanity from the frequency wall that the dark established 500 million years ago, and my inner senses are putting you and this information right smack in the middle. 10.5 million starcraft overhead full of our relatives and friends cannot be wrong. Only 5% of this universe is made of encrusted beings. It would be against the laws of free will to alert us to the dark, but our inner discernment is better tuned than ever. Personally, my dark alarm is ringing loud and clear. Blessings to all souls who read this, know this, and see this. My response. Lol, this is exactly what the book Alien Agenda often refers to. The souls on this planet have a high skepticism for each other, with just cause of course, but they often do this to the people that are trying to assist them. Do you think I took all the time to put this together to get the response, how aligned with Lucifer and Satan are you, and that's the first and only thing you say directly to me? Not I appreciate the info, thanks, I will consider it. Little things like that say a lot about what the greater issue is, just in case some are thinking about why the higher beings just don't come in and help them. In time you will see it's not about the person, it's about the movement, and, as it is exact, let it rest on your conscious for a while, and when you are ready to receive more, tune into the resistance. Those ships are in your imagination. Vehicles of metal are not the preferred transportation for any advanced being. One should have a balance of exactly what things are and what they can become. Anytime you polarize to one or the other, you will be ghastly mistaken. Thinking too much about what's going on, for those who really know, is exhausting, as the situation needs a lot of work. Thinking about only what it can become while never accepting or knowing what it actually is leaves one in the clouds. Imagining something in space with ships will save them from it, but of course not them. When you are in correct measure, you not only know what is going on, you know what to really do. Failing to accept what is happening truly is going to keep people unprepared, just like it always has. Failing not to look through someone else's eyes other than your own is the first sign of ego. Consider the children who deserve none of this and have nothing, while you sit back with your macho and computer imagining everything is going fine, because you have been fooled to believe there are millions of ships in the atmosphere just waiting to help. What a mind job, and a lot of gas. Not to mention it took 500 million years to finally handle the situation. That makes no sense. As you can see, it will be somewhat of an uphill battle from here. However, it is a good thing we can fly and handle this from a much better vantage point. This is why I have released this information, because the people I have to live on this dimension with have been incepted, and it's totally lame every day to see these people and not do anything about it or for them. I know for sure this problem can be fixed by those who are equipped to do as such. The resistance will not be like other factions trying to save their reputation and membership count, so they deliver only teddy bears and rainbows. I mean, come on, it's one more year till 2012, and these people need to step up and get really activated, not just in the mind. They need to fix their dense bodies and souls, which will require application to the mind, body, soul. Not just one or two of these, but all of them, to gain balance. You know how to reach me.